Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast, Friday, September 9th, 2022. This is the first time that I'm all set up and ready to go in a long time. I guess some days it's just everything goes in order and you just know. Like Ice Cube said, today was a good day. Until I got a call from the damn bank that said somebody was trying to make charges on my bank account. And they had to close out my ATM card. See, the devil was always working. My whole day was good. No matter how good you is, it's always something's gone. Somebody going to throw a curveball at you or something negative going to try to kill the positive. But when that happened, what's that saying that they say that the devil is a liar or get back Satan, watch out Lucifer or something like that or one of them things or whatever. But anyway, I'm feeling good today. Not off of no alcohol and all that stuff like that. That will come later though. But I like to keep a straight head for the beginning of the show, the introduction of the show. The Queen is gone. I know everybody heard about that, the Queen from England, 96 years old. I don't know the details on it, so I won't talk about it much. I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. I see the people on the phone lines. If you want to go live, you got to press 1. We got some hell of a topics again, as usual. And we want everybody to then and get a 2 cents. If not, we'll just do it like we always do it. The first topic, morning sex or evening sex, and why? Yeah, my cat is having a good time with his cat litter box right now as soon as the show starts. I think this is his show, too, because as soon as I sit down and get ready for the show, he runs over here and sit between my legs. Now he's beating up his cat litter box. The first topic is morning sex or evening sex and why. The second topic is, what would you rather lose or what would you rather throw away, money or love? You got to really think about that one. The third topic of the day, what is the weirdest place you ever had sex? Keep in mind that this is a fun show, everybody. It's just fun. I mean, what else are we going to do? It's Friday night. The weather is changing. It's hot. It's cold in the morning, warm in the evening, and then cold again at night. Nobody going out to no clubs and bars and everything. So just stay home and call into the show. Call a friend. Tell them the show is on. And we just getting started. The fourth topic, is there anything in your past that you're ashamed about? Now, this is only people who can answer that is people like me. Like, my life is an open book. Put it in a book. I put it in a movie. Some people don't want to share their life experiences and stories with others. Me, I don't give a fuck. It might just help somebody. I was talking to somebody the other day. And I was trying to go through all the things that I might be ashamed of things I did in the past. I came up with 4 things. Shit, I don't know if that's a lot or if that's not, if that's average for somebody in my age in the upper 50s. It's only having 4 things that you regret. I don't know. Is that a lot? You have to tell me, is that a lot? How many things do you have to be ashamed of that you did in your life? How many things that you did in your life that you regret? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I came up with 4. I'll tell them later. And then I got a bonus topic for the evening. A bonus. We put a bonus tonight. And anybody can answer this one. How would you just describe your best friend? Best friends come in many shapes, form, and fashions. You know, I got a couple of best friends, and I got a couple of best friends, and I got a couple of friends, and I got a couple of fake friends. See, that's the difference. You got to be able to separate the fake from the real. Because you don't always got to keep people that's fake far away from you. Sometimes it's good to keep the fake friends close to you. That way you can see it coming. You can see the bullshit coming when it's coming. You know how some people say with racism or something like that, they'd rather somebody show them that they're racist than pretend that they're not racist. And I'm not just talking about white people. Because white people are not the only people that's racist. Shit, I know black people that's racist. Shit, I'm racist against some people. And some people racist against me. It's just something that's in the world that you're not born with, but it affects you in different ways in different times, depending on your culture, depending on your environment, depending on your circumference, your surroundings, your upbringing. All that plays a major factor. We got the Lisa experience coming out at 8:15. And then after that, we know what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to have an open forum. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have an hour and 30 minutes of fun, just like we always do. The people that donate to the show, I always got to say this in the beginning. I really appreciate you. Put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this show. I've been doing it for a minute. I'm reaching a milestone, but I'm not going to talk about it yet until we reach that milestone. But I'm approaching a real, how should I say this? Gratifying number dealing with this podcast. And once we reach the milestone, I will be announcing it. But I'm not yet. I don't know. We might reach it tonight. I don't know. We might reach it next week. Next Saturday is my birthday. And last year I had a show on my birthday. This year the show is going to be a day before my birthday. I'm thinking of doing something special for like next Friday, but I'll wait and see if I want to do it. I might just do that at the end of the year. I might just play certain segments from all the shows for a year. All the funniest times on the show, all the serious times on the show, the heartbreaking times, the painful times, the fun times. I might just go through all my episodes and pull all that up. I'm waiting to get a text from somebody because I wanted to talk about something real quick. But I don't know. They might be on. He might be on. He might not be on. I just was talking to somebody about it. I was like, yeah, I got something to say. And they tried to talk me into not. My program director tried to talk me against talking about it. But, you know, I listen. And then I'm Jay Sean gonna always do what he want to do in the end. Never apologizing for what I do. I don't apologize. I just don't. Some people say that's selfish, self-centered, narcissistic. I just don't apologize. I just believe everything I say, I meant to. Everything I do, I meant to. That's like not like somebody who cheat on you and then they want to tell you, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. They didn't mean anything to me. It was just sex. Bullshit. When people cheat, they know what the fuck they doing. Trust me on that. They know what they're doing, but they're not going to tell you that. They just sorry that they got caught. They not sorry about it. They sorry that you caught their ass. Real quick. Because I see a lot of numbers. So I don't know. But I hope he's listening. Somebody texted me earlier before the show. They asked me what the topics is. I hate when people ask me that, number one, because I post it on Facebook, I post it on Instagram, I post it on Twitter, I post it in a private group with the topics. So I hate when people ask me, what is the topics? Maybe because I'm a reader, so everybody don't want to take time out and read, but see me, I'm a reader. But anyway, he told me that he was going to be listening to the show, and then he would call his girlfriend and put her on a three-way, but he don't want to do that because of my topics. And I said, what you mean? My topics, what do you mean? Sex topics? He said, yeah, she's religious. And I said, yeah, good. That's what, I said, okay. I told him, okay. I was like, yeah, that's something I could talk about on the show real quick. I'm just going to say this for people out there listening. Don't never think that the person you sleeping with, the person you married to, the person you engaged to, the person you shacking up with, don't never think that they too good for something because you feel like that. Big mistakes like that. Big, big, big. I know women who like getting choked. I know women who like getting spanked. I know women who like being smacked. I know women that wanted to be peed on, fucked in the ass. I know all kind of women, and then what they tell me, oh, I never did this for nobody else. Why not? Maybe the guy felt like, oh, when that was his woman, she was too good in the ass. She was too dick. She was too good to swallow cum. She was too good to be choked. She was too good to be smacked. She was too good to be called dirty names. How stupid you are. It's a lot of ladies laying right next to their man right now wishing he would get rough, wishing he would be aggressive, wishing he would role play. Anyway, let me cut that short. Just never think just because somebody married you or somebody dated you or somebody got children by you or you've been living with somebody or they grew up religious, don't never give them a limitation. Let them give you a limitation. Let them tell you they don't want to talk about sex. Let them tell you they don't want to do certain positions in bed and they can't do this and they can't do that. You don't tell them. They don't tell you. You a freak. What about somebody trying to put a cover on your freakness? Because I damn sure wouldn't put nobody to put a lid on my freakness. When I feel like freaking, getting nasty, what would I be if somebody wants, oh, I can't do that with Jay Sean because he too good. He too good for that. Nah. Don't never do that. Anyway, it's 8:18. We 3 minutes behind on the Lisa Experience. I'm not even going to go to a song. I'm just going to go right in and bring her in before we could get this started. I feel good tonight. I'm going to talk and move. Everybody who on the phone lines, if you want to go live, you have to press 1. Everybody on the link, I appreciate you. Just listen to the show. Next week is my birthday. You know I'll be asking for dollar donations from everybody like I did last year. 4785, you here?
Yeah.
What's the dilly? What's going on?
Good evening. Thank you for having me again. Tonight, I was contemplating on a lot of topics I wanted to talk about, but it's one thing that's been heavy on my mind. And I was thinking about, and I thought that I'll share it with everyone. I want to talk about the past moving forward to the future. And, you know, I always like to tell you a little story before I get started. Well, it's not really a little story, but it's a thought. This week I was kind of like down because the radio kept saying, oh, it's the last 4-day weekend. It's the last 4-day weekend. And I was like, I wasn't paying attention to it because I was working. And then all of a sudden it hit me, and I said, oh, wow. He right. It's the last 4-day weekend. It's over. We're moving into fall. And I got to thinking, I said, the past, you know, we had the summer. We enjoyed ourselves. And then now we wake up, it's dark, it's a little chilly, You know, it gets dark earlier at night. You know, soon we're going to be looking outside, and the trees going to be beautiful for a moment. They're going to show their red, their orange coats, and their yellow coats. And then in a few, they're going to start wilting away and falling off and start hibernating ready for the next season to come. And I got to thinking, and I said, that's somewhat like us. You know, we live in a moment in life where we was outside enjoying each other, cookouts, the sun, beaches, you know, going on great adventures, you know, with our family or just maybe somebody new we met or friends. And then now, as Randy said, now we're moving forward that it's going to be a little chilly out. You might not want to go out. You might have to start partying in the house. You might have to start hanging in the house. You might start have to do things in the house, you know, but the past, you know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes to leave the past where it's been. But life prepares us. Like, God always prepares us for the future. You know what I mean? He just don't one day wake up and it's cold outside. It's a gradual thing. Like, one day, wow, you got a little sweater on, or you might not have sandals on no more, or you wearing a little longer sleeves, you know, and you get a little down because you know what's coming. You know what I mean? You know what's coming. But we have to always think about when we release the past, it's a good thing. Because if we don't release the past, we don't never know what's awaiting us in the future. And it could be something better. You know what I mean? It could be something wonderful. It could be something that we least never could imagine in our life. Sometimes we just hold on to people, places, and things. And then when we do release it, then we realize that, wow, this is what we was missing out on, all of this. You know what I mean? The world is an open book. But sometimes we just stay on the same page. You know, sometimes we got to start flipping pages and see where we could go or what await us. Like me, I was depressed thinking about summer was over. I just worked all summer. I didn't really enjoy myself as I usually do. But, you know, sometimes other things are at hand that you got to take care of. So you can't, you know, you can't go that way. So you got to stay focused on what's at hand. So as I start thinking, I remember one day I was driving my company's van, and all of a sudden a song came on, and I thought about my mother, and I just bust out crying, and I was just thinking about her, and I thought about things that we did together, and how she made me feel, and how having her in my life was, you know, made me complete. And as I rolled down the road, I looked and I seen the sun beaming in, and I said, you know, you don't forget, but you move forward. It's good to remember, but it's good to keep going forward because they wouldn't want you to sit and linger on them being gone. You want to... They want you to sit and remember, move forward, live your life. So after I got it all out, I thought about it and I said, you know, sometimes you have to get out of that valley to move on. Life has so much to offer, I'm telling you. I'm like the hostess said, I had so many bad times in my life that I really caused on myself. And I look back and I say, you know what? If it wasn't for every bad thing that ever happened to me, I wouldn't be who I am now. And you know what? I look and I say, it's a wonderful thing. Because every scar that I took and every badge I took from being beat down and tormented and people just doing things that wasn't really necessary, but, you know, necessary for people to do, and everybody that stuck a knife in my back or tripped me as I was walking or promised me stuff and then got to the point and never followed through. You know, life is a lot of ups and downs. But sometimes we feel like there's a lot of more downs than there's ups. But that's because you got to look for the brighter part, like I said about when I was thinking about my mother. No matter how much down it is, always look for the sun beaming in. Because, see, darkness don't last forever. But what you learn in wisdom, you take that with the rest of your life. So now when things hit me or somebody come my way and want to throw something negative, I say to myself, not today. Not today. Nobody going to kill my joy. Nobody going to take my peace away. Nobody going to take my happiness away. Nobody going to take my moment, strutting and moving on. You know, so many songs out here that sometimes it helps you. You know, I always like the man's, Tamala and her husband. My favorite song from it is Ups and Downs. We're going to have ups and downs in life, but you know what? Having you in my life or having the people I got in my life that's really positive is more than I ever could think about all the people I had in my life that did me wrong and tried to drag me down and tried to, you know, just blow me away at this pain beyond repair. But as I said again, we got to stop with the past and we got to move forward because there's so many things out there that's awaiting us. You know what I mean? Like the Bible say, God have many doors for us. Don't be a person at the end didn't open none of your doors or your presence. You know what I mean? It awaits you. You know what I mean? Keep knocking. And maybe the door might not open, but keep knocking. A door is going to open for you. Don't let this time in life get you down. You know what I mean? Don't let it get you down. This is just a phase in life. Things are going to get better because it's promised to us. And I'm telling you, my husband died 6 years ago, and I was the worst situation I ever had in my life. He left me with nothing. I was homeless, penniless, left with a car payment, left with a little paying job. You know what I mean? But looking back 6 years ahead, my car is paid for. I've been living in my second apartment. I got a better position in my job. Why? Because I didn't sit and cry about how he left me. I sat and I left it in the past and I moved on and I kept knocking and I kept opening and I kept knocking and I kept opening and I kept walking. And you know what? Eventually, doors open. You know what I mean? People let me in. People accept me. People gave me a chance. That's what we all have to do in life. Stop sitting around waiting for somebody to bring sunshine in your life when you have it. You can obtain it. It happens every morning. Every morning the sun comes out awaiting to start a new day for you. God gives you 8 hours or 10 hours before it gets dark again. Let's start looking for the sun. You know what I mean? I want everybody to feel the way I feel. You know what I mean? I waited many years. 3 years old, and let me tell you, I know it's sad sometimes when things come at a time you think it's too late, but let me tell you, it's on God's time. It's not on our time. So when it comes, appreciate it, walk with it, lift somebody up if you can, and take time to smell the air. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you for another enlightening segment. Sometimes we talk things from the heart, and sometimes it reaches somebody else's heart. It might not do it today. It might not do it tomorrow, but they might. So a week from now, a month from now, they might be doing something they might think about and say, damn, something you said, it might strike, and it might help them. Shit, it might save their life. You never know. And that's what it's all about. But thank you again, everybody. That's our Lisa experience segment. You going to stay with us?
Are you going to ask me about a topic?
Yeah, not right now. You going to sleep?
No, but I just was ready for a topic, and then I would have moved on.
Could you give us a minute?
Of course. That's what life is about. It's about minutes.
Okay, let me go to the phone lines real quick.
Okay.
3058, you live.
Good evening.
Oh, you got your sexy voice on tonight.
I'm just chilling.
You sounded different. This the number one caller. You sounded different for a minute. I don't know. That was the sexy voice.
No, the sexy voice died long ago.
All right, now you sound like yourself. Now you sound like yourself again. Okay, we go from there. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. No complaints.
Okay, that's what's up. Another Friday night here on the Keeping It Real podcast.
That's right.
You know, I appreciate everybody who listen every week, take your time out and listen every week. I do. What do this show mean for you?
Like I tell you, I learn something every week from this show. Every week. I like to keep it real, as you so call it. And that's the best part of it.
Did you hear what I said about the guy earlier?
Excuse me?
Did you hear what I said about the guy earlier who said that his woman couldn't listen to my show because it's sex talk involved?
Oh, yeah.
You heard my rebuttal.
Boy.
You heard my rebuttal.
Yes, I did. You know what? I always say to each his own. Those are the freaks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, because how could your man can't tell you how sexy you want to be. He can't tell you how freaky you want to be. You got your own mind. He got to worry about his. Uh-huh. He got to worry about, you know, coming out of his own bag.
That's right.
Doing his own thing. What about if I got all these fantasies and fetishes and things in my mind, and then I'm locking you all your fantasies and all your fetishes, and I'm locking all your feelings up because I won't let you broaden your horizon sexually.
Sit on the bed.
That's crazy. You know.
Yep, that's right. That is so true.
But what we going to do, because I know Lisa said she was ready to jump into one of the topics. You know the topics too, right?
Yeah, yep. I always have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. So let me see. What we going to do? We're gonna go to a quick song. We're gonna come back. If anybody out there on the line and you want to go live, you know, just press one. You know, we got some top. I would love to hear from you on the topics of the evening, or maybe you just want to give a shout out. Maybe it's your birthday month. Maybe you graduated. Maybe you just did something good happen to you today. We'd love to hear from anybody, no matter whatever it is. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to come back and jump right into them topics as soon as we get back. So we'll be right back after this song to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future's scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
I love that song. I really do. 4785, you still here?
Yes.
What topic did you have in mind?
Best friends.
Oh, okay. Did you want to describe your best friend or anything you want to say?
Yes. Well, I have three real best friends in my life. Number one was my one best friend. My number two best friend is my daughter. Number one knows that. And the reason why...
Excuse me. Your daughter is your number one friend.
That's
your ride or die.
I didn't want to say
that. Hey, keep it real. Keep it real. No, I know I keep it real. That is your ride or die. Nobody tops Nicole. Nobody.
And the reason why she's my best friend is because not only did I have her young, but she's one person that knows me in and out. And I have never once ever heard her put me down, say something that I didn't like, discourage me, hurt my feelings, or just wasn't there for me. From day one, she's always had my heart. From the first time I looked over at her at the crib, I knew that she was special. And I think 46 years later, God couldn't have blessed me with nobody better than my daughter. But number one, she was there too. Number one, I won't say who number three is, but those are first two. Thank you.
Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. I got somebody text me. They want me to call them into the show. 1 second. This company is dragging my party. They charging certain people for calling in.
Press 1 now to continue this call in English.
In English?
Press 1 now to continue this call in English.
Wow. Hello? 8555. Hello? 8555. Let me see what happened here. 1 second. Who breathing like that on the show? Who masturbating?
Okay, ill.
Oh, wait, the call didn't go through. 1 second. That's what happened. Let's try it again. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's going on?
I can't call it. What's going on?
Hey, yo, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know, you live. We live on air. But you know what's crazy?
What's that?
I hit you earlier, no, the other day, and I told you that I want you to come on the show and answer a topic. And then
right.
I just, because you told me to remind you, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
And I just thought about it just now. I said, oh, I forgot to remind them. And then I text you, and then you said, okay, call me.
Yeah.
But what was crazy about it is that one of my topics is describe your best friend. But I never put the two together until my sister, she's on the line, and she was just talking about her best friends. And I was like, this is just a coincidence, because I was calling you on here to answer one of the topics and let everybody know that you got a podcast on Wednesday night. This is one of the top my best friends right here. We've been friends since we was 9 years old, and I know he wasn't ready to hear all this shit, but he gonna hear it anyway. We've been friends since we was 9 years old, and we 58 years old now. So you add the years up. We never had an argument, never had a disagreement. I definitely never tried to fight him because he taught me how to fight. So that's a main thing. But anyway, thanks for allowing me to call you in. It's just a coincidence.
No problem.
But look, before we get we're gonna promote your show that you do on Wednesdays. We're gonna promote your show. I'm gonna let you get to one of the topics. I'm not gonna hold you up too long because I got a couple of people pressing one. They want to get in. But before we do all that, I gotta pacify my ego and tell. Oh shit! Now I'm talking crazy. Am I your best friend?
Yeah, probably. I mean, everything you just said was true, man. I mean, you know. I mean, we got a lot of friends that we've known, But we can't say what you just said about us, that, you know, you hadn't had disagreements or arguments or something like that with you know, some type of fallouts with that. You know what I mean? So, right, right, yeah. So, you know, I mean, and that's basically like, you know, 50 years, man. You know what I'm saying? Draw it up, like, you know, 50 years, you might as well say.
It's probably people.
Half a century, man. 50
years old.
Right, right.
50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But what while I was saying that is, one of the bonus topic of the night is describe your best friend. So describe me to my listeners.
I mean, you've always been like, you know, the laid back type, you know what I mean? You always been like, you know, where, I mean, the women was always attracted to you. The women always liked you. You know, you was able to get along with, you know, other guys for the most part, you know. I mean, you know, if you want to go back from when you was 9 years old when you was a little timid, you know what I'm saying? But you know, after that, you know what I'm saying? After you know, we hung out and we got past the timidness, you know, you was able to hold your own, man. You know, you wasn't no killer, you wasn't no tough guy, but you know, you gained respect from people who didn't give other people respect, you know. So,
hey, yo,
that's
I don't mean to cut you off, but you
go
know,
ahead.
When you say that, you talk. I was a 9-year-old kid who was taught the religion I grew up in. I was taught that if somebody hits you, you turn the cheek and let them
turn the other cheek, hit you on that cheek.
And you was coming from where? Governor Street.
Yeah. And even though, you know, I went to church and, you know, I heard that type of, you know, that you know, in the churches, you turn the other cheek. But where I was from, you turn the other cheek, they're going to punch you in that cheek plus kick you in the butt. You know? So that wasn't working.
I used to always say that I grew up like where people tell their kids, like, if somebody hits you, you better pick up something and hit them back. I said, damn. And I was taught that if somebody hit me on the left side of my face, to turn the right face to them, like, something ain't right with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, my mom and my grandma say, yeah, you got to fight. Somebody, you know, put their hands on you, you know, you got to defend yourself. If you can't
right,
beat them, bust them in the head. You know? Yeah. You know? Yeah, that was that era, too. Go ahead.
Let me tell everybody. That thank you though. That was I liked it. That's a definite description of me, what you gave. But I wouldn't be keeping it real if I couldn't give it back to you in the same way. When I was 9 years old, shit, I was more than timid to me. I was sheltered. I was the baby of a family. I don't want to talk like my household was the best household, but it definitely wasn't a violent one. And that don't mean nothing either, because everybody got to defend themselves. But what I always most admired about you, even from way back when we was 9 years old, because you got to think about it. I remember when you, in fourth grade, when we first met, when they came and introduced, hey, class, we got a new student or whatever. But it was almost like, I tell people this sometimes too, it was almost like the roughest person in the class connected with the, I wasn't the weakest, but I'm just saying that right now, the weakest person in the class, you know what I mean? And what was the odds of me and you connecting like that? You know what I mean? Like, it had to be like when I say everything is done for a reason. And I was very timid back in them days, but seeing the way, like, people like you carried yourself, and, you know, I'm not going to get into a lot of different names, but people like that, like, I always tell everybody in the world, I learned how to fight by watching you fight, you know, and people don't believe that, but that's real. I learned how to fight from watching him fight. But anyway, fighting is not his best asset. That's just some shit I'm just talking about. This guy right here, the biggest heart. The biggest heart. He is a person that you could go to when your mother died. He a person you could go to when your wife cheat on you. He a person you could go to when you just lost a job. And trust me, when you leave from around him, you're going to feel positive. You're going to feel uplifted from how you felt. I never known him to be a negative person. And I got to keep touching on this. I don't like to, because I don't want people to think that's all you're known for, is being rough. But this guy, people used to come from all over the city to fight him because they heard about him. But I never seen him start a fight in my whole life. In 50 years, I never seen him start a fight. And I seen him fight a lot of times, and I never seen him start one. So that speaks a lot for him, too. When we was all hanging on the block, we used to hang on 17th Ave. We was 14. I came up there when I was 15. So I'll say 15, 16, 17. And we used to hang on 17th Ave, me, him, and a bunch of other people. And we used to all sell drugs. Everybody know we were selling drugs and whatever else. He used to tell all of us, at 15 years old, let's put our money together. And let's put all the money we making together, and let's buy these stores out here on these blocks. You know, let's buy these houses on the block. Why we on this block selling drugs, but we letting other nationalities come here and buy shit, the houses and the stores and shit. And, you know, me and my friends used to laugh at them, say, man, nigga, we ain't giving you none of our money. We ain't putting our money nowhere. You must be crazy. Even I said that. Nigga, you must be crazy, but look at us now. Imagine if we would have put all that drug money together from 15 to now. Imagine if we would have put all our money together. Imagine if we would have all worked as one. Imagine the stuff we could have accumulated now. That's what other nationalities do. But y'all want to know something that's even more crazier than that? And I want everybody to pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say. You want to know something that's real? This man on the phone right now owns 80% of the block that we used to hang. The 80%, hold on one second. Let me make sure I got this right. Because this is something that needs to be addressed. And he wasn't even coming on the show for all this. But this is a man who owned 80% of the drug block that we used to hang on, the stuff he used to tell us about when we was 15 years old, when we used to laugh at him. He owns the block now. Damn it. Right, Sha?
Yeah, I own the largest property that's on the block, you know what I mean? On that strip that we was on, the largest property that's on that whole strip.
That's what I'm going to say. He owns the damn he owned the houses and the buildings we used to sell drugs in front of when we was 15 years old and for young kids out there. With the same shit he was trying to tell us about at 15 years old, like, let's put our money together. But anyway, man, we could go on and on. He was the best man in my wedding. I could go on and on and on about this brother. But anyway, we wasn't. I just wanted to ask you one of my topics and let you tell everybody about your show. You want to tell everybody? Let's tell everybody about your show on Wednesday night first. He got a new show on Wednesday night. It's at 7 o'clock. You call the same phone number. Tell everybody about your show, Sha.
Yeah, the show. It's basically about the title of the show is Let's Talk About It, and I've added all to it. So it's basically Let's Talk About It All, where we discuss, multiple topics, and, between us all coming together collectively, we come up with solutions to those topics, such as, voting rights, from voting rights to racism to relationships, no topic's too big, no topic's too small to touch on and elaborate on, come up with some clarity, even, gang violence. Violence amongst us, unity and the lack thereof is between us at times, family structure, the attack on families, all of those different things. Those are topics that we want to be discussing and see if we can come up with, vibrant solutions to those topics.
Hey, Sha, what made you want to do a podcast?
I mean, we had talked about it a while. You and I had talked about doing a podcast. The main reason now that I want to do a podcast is because, I see a lot of people are passing away. People that's close to us. And so it's like I want to be able to...
Oh, my bad. One second. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. I want to be able to leave something that's positive. It says, I'm a Muslim. So in my religion, it says that if you can leave something positive or somebody positive when you pass away, they can pray for you and make it better for you while you give you blessings even in your grave. So the thing is we all, the three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, we talk about paradise and we talk about hellfire. So I want to be able to lay some positive soil or some positive seeds so that I be granted paradise. I mean, we don't normally talk about paradise. We barely, discuss death. But, from all the religions, it basically says, there's a good way, and a bad way to do things. So that was one of the things that I did take from religion. And I want to be the best person I can be, as well as those around me be the best they can be. And that's, that was embedded in me, from an early age. So that's the motivation of being able to help people get, see things in a different manner. You know what I mean? And if I could, along with them come up with solutions to make their life better, then that's what it's about. That's my motivation for doing a podcast.
That's what's up. Yo, but forget all that. Yo, do you lick ass?
I
That was last week. You should have heard last week. We talked an hour about that, child. That was last week. I heard you say you a Muslim. Muslims, I don't know if Muslims do that. But anyway, I've done it. I had it done to me.
Growing up, you try things. I've done things like that. Growing up. That wasn't my forte. That wasn't my forte right there. That was something that, just put it on the books and say I tried it, and that was it. That was it. That was enough for me.
Yeah, that's something just to put on the books. I'm gonna hit you with a topic before I let you go.
Okay.
Let me see. We got some weird topics, so I don't. You got to tell me. Well, you really just answered one. How do you describe your best friend? But look, the other four main topics is you tell me which one you want to answer. Morning sex, evening sex, and why. That's one. Another one is what would you. This is the one I want you to answer. What would you rather throw away or lose? Love or money?
I mean,
Think about it.
Basically, the reality is, money for me would be what I would rather lose or throw away, because money can't love you back. You know what I'm saying? And I have a mantra that I don't love anything that can't love me back. So, it would have to be money.
So it would have to be money.
Yeah, it would have to be money for me.
You do believe in love.
Yeah, I believe in love. I believe love.
Hold on, child. Don't go. You in a hurry?
No, go ahead.
All right, hold on. $29.62, you live.
Okay, I know I'm live. I'm breathing. This is Adrian.
Oh, how you doing, Adrian?
I'm okay.
Hey, Adrian, last week you said that somebody brought it to my attention that when you came on, you said, I asked you, where have you been? You haven't been on the show. You said you was mad at me. Did you say that?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody told me you
FYI,
had. Somebody
if
said
I get
she,
mad at somebody, they know about it and they know why.
Somebody said she was mad at you, but you didn't hear her. I was like, I didn't hear her say that.
No.
At
and you
all.
Wouldn't. Have.
But anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What you calling to talk about a topic? You want to promote something? You want to give a shout out?
Came on to hear what you about today.
I got my best friend on the phone for 50 years. He got his own podcast on Wednesdays now. And, we just having fun talking about some topics. You want to jump on a topic?
Yeah, double dog dare you.
What? Double dog dare you.
I double dog dare you. Just give me something I can't answer.
I ain't hear that in a while. Double dog dare you. That's a good one. First, where you calling from, Adrian?
At home in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Maplewood. I used to go to Maplewood to the transit building when I used to drive buses. And I used to go to that diner. It's a diner in Maplewood. I know you talk. It's right on that corner. What's the name of it?
Not the Mark Twain
diner. One. Huh?
Huh? Starts with a P.
It's
I can't
biggest...
think of it.
Maybe it's not there anymore. What I'm talking about, that was in the 90s. It's a diner I used to go to, and they used to make all kind of omelets, Western omelets, egg omelets, any kind of omelet, steak, any kind of omelets you want. But it was right on the corner of is that Stuyvesant or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I used to pick up.
I think
a dancer
that dine is
around.
Still there. I can't think of the name of it. Matter of fact, I was just there like a couple of weeks ago.
It's right on the corner.
Starts with
right?
a P.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. on the corner. Yo, if anybody know that diner got some good breakfast, man. Let me tell you, for real. So you call it from Maplewood, right?
Yep.
What's your age group? 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70?
You want the truth or can I just pick one?
No, just keep it real. We got to keep it real here.
I have to say 50 to 60 then.
Okay, 50 to 60. That's my group and my best friend. That's his group. Okay, so now
more,
we get
more 60
you
than 50, though.
More close, yeah, me too. We closer to 60 too. My birthday
somebody,
next Saturday.
Somebody said today at my podcast, at the end of my podcast, we were just talking, and somebody made a comment talking about something that happened. Do you remember, what was his name? Some politician. And I said, I remember the name, but I don't know. And then somebody chimed in and said, she wouldn't know. She's too young. That was before her time. I'm like, how old do you think I am?
That made you feel good.
Not really, but I'm like, how old do you think I am?
Adrian,
I'm,
you married?
I remember.
You married,
huh?
Adrian? You married?
No.
Why?
My response used to be, no,
single.
I'm happy.
What'd you say?
Huh?
You said,
my response when people ask me that used to be, no, I'm happy.
That's a good answer. I'm not married. I'm happy. I like that. I'm going to steal that from you. You
that's you being sarcastic. You don't know what I do for a living. I did for a living for 30 years.
A police officer?
No.
School teacher?
No.
Marriage
that's
counselor?
Close. I wasn't a marriage counselor. Just kind of the opposite.
You've been in prison for 30 years.
No, I'm going to tell you. Domestic violence counselor.
Joking. Oh, a domestic violence counselor. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
what I forgot. Yeah. That's deep.
So, come
so look, let me
for
ask
the last
you
30
something. Let me ask you something. Is domestic violence only physical or can it be mental, too?
Oh, please. I need to come on your show to explain that. It's a whole lot of aspects called domestic violence. The physical part is just one part, and it's usually the ending part. Usually if there's physical violence, there's a lot of other stuff to be coming before then.
I've been to jail for them. I've been locked up for domestic violence.
Not something to brag about, Jay.
No. I mean, not my fault at times, and sometimes it's my fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we as Leon would say, melanated people, we tend to get caught up in that a lot because, well, I don't want to go into that right now, but, you know, it's a historical thing with us.
Well, I'm you know, I appreciate when you call all the time, Agent, but look, I'm going to hit you with a topic before we move on, but before I say that, I want to let you know you have a beautiful voice, and I want you to tell everybody about your podcast first, and then I'm going to hit you with a topic. You know what I mean? Tell everybody about your podcast and how they can get on it.
My podcast is under the guise of Grown Folks Talking, and my specific podcast is on Fridays at 6 p.m., and it's called Can We Talk with Adrian. And the phone number is 520-525-8633, Friday evening at 6:30. We talk about all kinds of community issues, family issues, religious issues, and sometimes we even get into politics, even though that's my least favorite topic. But, you know, call
so
in.
You the
join
only
us.
One on your podcast, or you got a co-host?
No, sometimes I have a guest.
Okay.
But I try to have
so
a guest.
So that's Friday night
time.
At 6 o'clock?
Friday night to 6 o'clock.
What's the
is
phone
when we start.
Again?
520-525-8633.
Okay, and if anybody, if you don't got a pen to write it down, or you want to just hit me up, and I'll give you the I'll give you the number to call. We got to support each other. We got everybody.
Yeah.
We got to support. That's why I let everybody come on my platform. We got to support each other. All right, Adrian, I got four topics. You can't. I got five, but I got four. I'll let you pick which one you want. The first one is morning sex or evening sex and why. The second one is what would you rather lose or throw away, money or love? Third one is where's the weirdest place you ever had sex? Or the fourth one is there anything in your past that you're ashamed about? Did you got that?
I like the question about, I think it was the second one.
What would you rather lose or throw away, money or love?
Yeah. I have to say money.
Okay,
you
another one
that
believe in
throw
love.
Away.
Why would
money,
you
the money is so limiting. It's limiting. Love is eternal. Love is forever. Love is a feel good thing. Money, you can have it and feel real good and then lose it in a week and you don't feel so good no more. You know, so
why do everybody believe in love? Why do everybody believe in love? They're single. That's why I don't understand.
Well, let me tell it to you like this. I'm single, not by choice. I believe in love, but because of my history with relationships and what I've done for a living for the past 30 years, I was told this and I agree. I'm a tough one. You know, I'm not going to put up with just anything. And if it's not something that I believe that I'm going to be with and I'm going to be happy with, I'm quick to let you go, you know. And,
oh, okay.
One of my cohorts, I'm think you know him, Dr. James, he always says, that's why you won't be alone the rest of your life. I said, well, if that's how it's meant to be, that's how it's meant to be. But I don't believe that. So I thank you for the encouragement, you know.
Oh.
You know,
hey,
we too old
here?
To be thinking like that.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Adrian, that's my best friend right there since we was 9 years old.
Okay.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, Shaw. You always
what's
been
up?
Good at this, so I'm putting you on the spot. From hearing Adrian's voice and how she talked, right, give me a little bit of a knowledge. What you think about Adrian?
No, I think, based on, like she said, what she does, what she was doing for a living, that makes her more aware of individuals and also the BS, you know what I mean? Because as she was saying, abuse, you know, the physical part is the ultimate part. You know, abuse starts with, you know, verbal, you know? Verbal, like most, it's like a verbal thing. You can abuse somebody and it don't necessarily have to be screaming at them. You know what I mean? You can tear a person down with just words. You know,
mm-hmm.
And people think screaming, shouting, and cussing, but that's not it either. You know, there's brothers that tear women down so they can hold on to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
They go and they destroy their self-esteem. Like, as men, we supposed to cultivate women. We supposed to cultivate the women, and the women are supposed to nurture the children. We got it all messed up now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why, as a community, we're so discombobulated, because we're not doing what what was designed to do. You know, men are looking for women to cultivate them, you know, to take care of them and nurture them, when the nurturing is supposed to be for the children. You know,
I don't believe in love.
Hey, Jay, you didn't tell me your friend was a preacher?
Oh, I didn't tell you he was a preacher?
I'm about to say preach, brother.
Yeah, he got his own podcast on Wednesday night, so he's gonna be doing a lot of preaching. Hey, yo, but look, I don't believe in love. For all y'all people, for all y'all who's out there, I believe in love. I don't believe in love, because everybody, whoever told me they love me, they hurting me. So I don't got no more time. Love don't live here no more.
Can I comment on that?
I love to hear everybody say they believe in love.
Can I comment on that, Jay?
Please do. Help me.
Because I hear that a lot working in my field. Like, I don't believe in love no more. Love is not a belief system. Love is a feeling. Love is a thought process. It comes from inside. It's not a belief system. Like, you know, I believe in Hare Krishna right now, but next week I don't. It's not about a belief system. You know, it's about something that happens. I've seen many people that been hurt in their lives, and they say, I don't believe in love anymore. That's not a belief system. When you meet that right person and the emotions are not something that you're in control over, and next thing you know, oh, yeah, me and my girl, you and your girl. When did that come? You don't believe in love. But, yeah, but that's like a misnomer. You know, love is not
No. I'm not dealing with love no more, Adrian.
Okay, that's
and
a
choice. And the other thing, and the other thing about love, you have to remember, I mean, love don't necessarily have means that because you love somebody and they love you that they're not going to hurt you. I mean, the thing is, love is really, to me, my opinion, it's the highest form of understanding. You know what I mean? So when you're hurt by someone, I mean, people are flawed. So with people being flawed, they're going to do things that hurt you. You know, and sometimes intentionally, sometimes non-intentional. So what you want to do, if you love the person, then you want to find out why they did what they did. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, sometimes people got their own issues that, you know, they're in pain, and because you don't have a good communication system, they're not able to explain to you that they're in pain. So they show you. Love is also an action word. It's an action word.
It,
love is shown as well as felt.
Yo,
go ahead.
When my last relationship, when I was married 8 years, when she left me, she said, "Jay Sean, it's not you, it's me." I said, "What
right.
the fuck do that mean?"
Right, and you could, and this is the
Adrian,
thing.
Adrian, what the hell, do Adrian, for real? Hold on, Sean, I don't mean to cut you off. Adrian,
go ahead.
Do that mean? It ain't you.
That means they're taking responsibility for the downfall of the relationship. But and I didn't following on what the preacher was talking about. you know, it takes time to build a relationship, and what I've realized in our time, you know, the age group that we're in, people get married for the wrong reasons. You know, I do drama also. I write and direct plays and skits, and I have a skit where, you know, the girl meets the guy. You know, they had went to the beach and they met him on the beach, and she goes home and starts telling her girlfriend, "Oh my God, I'm in love," And then she starts talking about when they get married. Oh my God! And our babies are gonna be so cute and so smart because he is just so fine. You know, never went past, you know, who he is or what he does. But he's fine, and he got a nice body. And she's already dreaming about marriage and babies and stuff like that. And that's what get people in trouble, because I've interviewed a lot of people when I was in college, and I had to do a report. And I interviewed a lot of people about the relationships they're in. And most of the time, they never let a relationship develop. And then down the line, like, I didn't know he was like that. You know, a person, when I used to do drug rehab and stuff, I learned a person could hide a drug problem. They can hide, you know, a drug problem, an alcohol problem for up to 6 months before the other person can find out. They can hide it, and then other things start seeping out. You know, we never learn how to have a relationship. I love him. I'm getting married. Oh, let's start to have babies right now. And the next thing you know, you're a single mother, you know, and I don't know where he is. He's the same place he was before you met him, you know. But
yeah,
we have to learn. We just have to learn how to, and like, you know, like my friend said, you hard on men. I'm not hard on men. I just expect them to be a man and be a good man.
No, you're going to be single. You know? You're going to be single, Adrian.
Well,
that's
believe it or not, that the way she is, it needs to be more of that, especially with the younger women. See, the point that, you know, that I picked up with what she was saying, and I agree that people fall in love rather than learn to love. See, when you start talking about a person, their looks, you know, this, that, and the other, now you're in love with an image. You're not even in love with who the person really is. So that's why you probably have, you know, most people who have problems with love have problems with love, because they've been falling in love with an image of who they thought a person was. Then when the real person shows themselves, they say, well, I can't love this person because this is not who I fell in love with.
But you believe in love, right?
Yeah, I believe in love, but I believe in learning to love somebody, not falling in love, not meeting somebody and my heart jump out my chest and all that. Right?
Yeah.
I believe in being attracted to somebody. You can be attracted to somebody, but you have to learn to love a person. That means accepting the good and the bad of a person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you have to grow into. Right.
You're not going to meet somebody and 6 months later, oh my God, I'm in love. You know, you have to grow into love. Takes time.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. That's true. Hey, yo, hold on. Yeah, hold on, everybody. Please hold on 1 second. 3282, you hear?
Yes, sir. What's happening, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Nance? Sorry about keep you on hold so long.
Oh, that's all right, brother. You had a very good show. I was listening. You know?
I can't. Would you want to speak? Or I can't hear you that good.
There you go. I'm on the phone now. I'm glad you still got the brother on the other end, because I wanted to ask him a question.
Ask who?
The brother you grew up with.
Oh, he on the line.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him a question. Thanks, Jay. Because sometimes people leave, I'll be like, damn, I wanted to ask Jay guess a question. Peace and blessings, brother. I want to. This is Far.
Peace.
I used to be on Jay's podcast for 2 years. I was the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself, man. You heard from Miss Adrian. She has a show on my network. Brother, first of all, I want to commend you. You've come a long way, as most of us have, because we did a lot of foolish things when we were young. I'm 65, and I'm over here in Newark. Born and raised in Newark, still in Newark, and trying to do a little give back with the network and talking to a lot of young brothers out here. But I wanted to ask you a question. With the property that you acquired, because my family, my father passed, me and my brother, we got 3 houses over here in Newark now. And I wanted to ask you, did you ever think, and you know the history, brother, you know what's going on in this country, all right, with the World Economic Forum and things of that nature, the Godstones down in Georgia where they're trying to, you know, depopulate the world. Now the best thing to really do, denaturing the soil. You ever think, brother, about buying some property and turning it into a neighborhood farm market for the people and teaching them? Because they got programs over like, over here like that in Newark. They have a conservatory over here on Springfield and Prince Street. You ever think about starting that and maybe just fencing that bad boy off and teaching our people how to grow from the land in some organic soil?
I mean, I've thought about it, but I don't have much experience with it. But I would you know, I would be willing to cut off a piece and entertain an idea like that, because I definitely believe in us being able to do agriculture. You know, I definitely believe that. I definitely believe that we need to be more in control of what we eat, you know, rather than having to, I mean, I even believe in having your own cows and all of that. I believe in that as well.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So if, you know, if you got something going on like that, I mean, I would definitely be willing to meet and, you know, cut off a piece of the yard and start that and get the younger people involved in it. I would definitely be interested in doing something of that nature.
Well, you know what I'll do, brother?
Hey,
Sha, I'm coming
hold
on
up.
I'm,
hey, Forrest, hold up. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sha.
What's up?
Don't be humble. Tell them about when you remember you had this. Remember you was trying to get this, but the city wouldn't do it. Remember, I mean, remember you was trying to get the after school program, and you had the computers
well,
and all that.
Yeah. I was trying to build that, and then ultimately, I guess it could have, you know, turned into that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was trying to open like a, you know, little recreation center. You know, using one of the storefronts, you know, or the apartments just to start it off, so, you know, because, you know, where I grew up, we had a neighborhood house, and that
right.
was, you know, integral for me to have something to do. And I think that's the problem, you know, one of the problems that we deal with, that the young people don't have, you know, enough to do, you know,
right.
in a positive aspect, you know. So, I mean, you know, there's a whole list of things we could go down to, you know, to get to why we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would definitely be willing to entertain something of that nature.
Yeah, you know what, brother? Yeah. Go ahead, because I was going to...
This brother right here, he was before, you know how people like Michael Jackson was before their time?
Yeah.
He was wearing suits and carrying briefcases in the eighth grade. When we was in the eighth grade, he was wearing suits with a briefcase. No lie. Right, y'all?
That's cool. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. I used to party in suits. But this is what I want to say to the brother, Jay. His show comes on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m., my brother?
No, seven.
Oh, okay, I thought Jay said 11. There's a brother over here who I brought on my show before. His name is Kevin Porter. Him and his wife, she's from Guatemala, but the brother's melanated. And he has over here in Newark, because I'm on Trace, he's on Rose Terrace. All right, I know you done been through Newark before. And, right across the street, because he's behind Avon Avenue School. George Clinton was over here a couple of months ago with the kids. But what happened was he brought some property, all right, and he leveled it out, and he gets his seeds from Whole Foods and another place that's non-GMO, and he turned it into what we call the rabbit hole, and every now and then a brother brings me big bags of kale over and I juice them. So what I'll do is I'll call Kevin. And we'll come on, I'm going to get him to come on your program. And if, once you cut out that little slice of what you're talking about, I'll put you in contact with this brother. He'll come over. That's all him and his wife can walk in your backyard, brother. And you know what I'm talking about. You could have ginkgo in your backyard. Over here at East Orange General Hospital, brother, they got a ginkgo tree, and people don't even know they step on it. instead of picking up, taking it home and trying to make a tea out of it or dry it and eat it. You know, we have a ginkgo tree. A lot of people don't know, but she can read anything in your backyard and tell you what it's planting or whatever. So I'm going to put you in contact with this brother, and if you got us, he'll come over to Patterson. Very nice brother, man, very accommodating, and he'll tell you how to get started, and he could teach the kids because he was in a program where he was showing kids how to turn the soil over and how to plant things. So it's all about, like Jay said, and I say this on my show, it's about sharing and networking with each other, brother.
Yeah, I agree. That's totally positive. Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Forrest.
And I
yes,
was
sir.
In Florida, they have that all the time. They have a agricultural program in the high schools, and they have people who own farms, you know, come to the high school and
mm-hmm.
and offer the kids, you know, training and doing all kinds of planting and seeding and soiling and doing all that stuff. And they get high school credit for it. You know, so
that's good.
Yeah, they do that. They said the government wants to increase the, you know, a lot of people that used to be all farmland and a lot of it is gone. And this is their way of trying to, you know, build it back up.
Yeah, this is good. You know what I'm saying? We got my podcast. We got Adrian on here with her own podcast. Mr. Forrest Nance on here with his. Andre Shadi Hill on here. You know what I mean? And I really feel good. I really feel good about it because we all just supporting each other. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. Hold on 1 second, everybody. 1 second. 7215, you live.
Smoke it.
7215. Hello?
Yeah.
Did you press one by mistake?
They just want to listen, Jay.
7215. Going once. Going twice. All right, they probably pressed one by mistake. It's okay.
Okay, Jay. Based on what you were just talking about before you picked up the phone, you saying how I really, really like this and I really like the way it's going. I really, really like this. I'm going to mess with you now. So would you say that you love it?
Love what?
Hosting your
love
show.
What?
What's going on right now with your show? You said you really, really like it.
My
you know
show?
Hey, do you love the way things are? Do you the way we coming together?
Yeah, I love. Yeah, when I get off, when we end the show tonight, I'm going to call Dre, my program director, and I'm going to say, yo, I really love that show, man. Yeah, I love that. I'm going to say, like,
okay.
I'm going to say the number one caller was great. The least experience was great. My best friend called in the show. Adrian called in. She got a beautiful voice for a podcast. And Mr. Nance, my friend of 30 years, even called in. So I think with all that being said, I can say, yeah, I love the show. But
okay.
I definitely think I said it. But look, I was thinking about something. Forrest, we didn't get you on the topic.
Hey, I'm gonna answer for you, but I want to ask you and the brother a question. Did either one of y'all go to the event they had last weekend, Jay? Out there?
What event?
At the water. No, I mean you ain't go. The waterfall.
No, my best friend, he's in North Carolina, Forrest.
No, the brother that, oh, he's in North Carolina. I said he was up here in Patterson.
Yeah.
No, owned the prop. We grew up here, and he owned property here. He's in North Carolina.
Okay. So when he comes back up, yeah, okay, I got you. Because North Carolina, they got some property. I would assume they do. The Jewish culture is buying up everything up this way, brother. And, like I said, I know you've been through North. I know you're doing it in Patterson.
Yeah, definitely.
They're buying up
everything.
I'm telling you, man, we got to. We got to keep it like we sell every damn thing to them, man. We don't know how to hand it down in the family, man. Like the brother, you heard what the brother said, Jay, and that's why I'm feeling him. He's talking about before we all make that transition, we want to leave something behind. And hopefully we can educate some of these youngins so that this way they know they got to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we have to do. We have to, you know, we have to get them prepared. Like,
right.
You know, I've seen in my lifetime when we first moved down 17th Ave, it was black owned. Majority of the property was black owned. However, when they gave it to their children weren't prepared for what it took to hold on to the property. As soon as it got rough, they sold the property.
And
unless you start with them in an early age and get them a full understanding of what it's about, that's what's going to happen. As soon as it gets tough, they're going to bail out.
Brother. That's always the case.
Farce.
Did you make it, Jay? You didn't go, did you?
Nah, to the falls, nah. Farce, yo.
I heard it was nice. Go ahead.
Answer one of the topics.
Okay, you have four topics, correct?
The first one is morning sex or evening sex and why. The second topic is what would you rather lose or throw away, love or money? The third topic is what is the weirdest place you ever had sex? And the fourth topic is there anything in your past that you are ashamed of?
Well, let me say this, Jay. 20 years ago knowing you, I'd have got up here and gave you that raunchy answer. But now I'm trying to carry myself in the light because I got people that look at me and I can't go there no more, brother, once you become a little conscious and spiritual with stuff. But I'll answer the first one was about the money.
Morning
sex. But let me say this. When you got a partner, that's hard to say, Jay. Sometimes it might be morning. Who's keeping count? Might be in the evening. But the second one is money or love, correct?
The second one is what would you rather lose or throw away?
Well, I'd rather lose money because like that.
Money or sex?
Well, I would say.
I mean, money or love.
Well, I try to shove a few dollars underneath the rug and give the rest away and have somebody thinking I gave it away. But let me say this to you, my brother. Like the brother said, the greatest power in the universe is love. Now, my brother is Muslim. I'm not Muslim. You know that, Jay. And I'm just conscious, and I do a little study, and that's it. And the greatest love in the universe is love because guess what, Jay? I'll tell you what I mean by that real quick. If I'm sitting somewhere and it's green and I'm looking at the Most High's creation, the doves, the swans, just the beauty of the creation. That's love, man. You love what you're looking at because love is an energy. It's a force, okay? And you can sit all by yourself and appreciate that. No other human being has to be around you. Now, we're talking about a physical love. That's a beautiful thing, too. But, Jay, you know, love comes and goes. Money can do the same thing, but I'd rather have that love because if you got a sister that's behind you and supporting you for a long time, all right? I look at Brother Rashad, my man. You know Rashad Jay, and so does Adrian, all right? My dear brother has had his wife's back for 20 years to get along, which is great. My brother and his wife were Muslim. I'm seeing this, and this is the honest to God truth. My brother had the jackhammer. He brought a jackhammer. And he had to remove some concrete out the driveway here at the house. Do you know his wife was up there helping him pick up rocks, brother?
Wow.
Yeah. And just to say this, my brother hired some contractors to do some work in an apartment. Now, Jay, check this out. It was my man who was Mexican. His wife and the daughter, they came and worked with him. He sent his daughter over for a little aluminum ladder. I volunteered. She said, no, I do it. And the wife go over to the house where they were constructing. The wife, he was doing the construction. They were painting when he finished one room, and he put the sheetrock in. The wife and the daughter was in there painting, Jay. Now, that's love. That's love. If you got a woman, oh, honey, I'll see you when you get back home from work. She may not be working. She's working fine. That's love.
That's
I've seen it, man. So, Jay, it exists. Sometimes
yes.
people just don't have that, I guess. I mean, maybe it hasn't come into your life. But be appreciative that we're still here. Because like the brother said, there's a lot of us ain't here no more, Jay. I went to school with certain people. They've passed away.
Yeah, we're
right?
losing people, too. We're losing
yeah.
a lot of people, too.
Yes. So appreciate.
Yeah, everybody is.
The Most High has given us the power of love from the divine mind. So we got to appreciate it, brother. I'm happy, man.
We,
I'm happy with life.
We
Jay.
Got to.
Yes. And what that brother was saying was love. I feel his spirit.
One second.
The biggest
second.
Compliment I've gotten from anybody was when my brother said, my brother's like that. You know, we was coming back from somewhere, and he has a friend that lives up the street from us in Irvington. And they were out. He was out there. He had rented a jackhammer. And he was jackhammering his sidewalk. You know, and his wife. He's got that kind of wife too. That ride or die. And she, you know, picking up pieces. And my brother called him. What you doing? He said, oh, I got to he just bought the house. He got to redo the sidewalk. I'm going to redo the sidewalk. And so Obad took me home. And then both of his sons were living here. He had two teenage sons. And he called and told his sons he was coming to pick them up and went back down to the house and told his wife to go sit up on the steps, you know, and him and his two sons and help the guy, you know, finish the sidewalk. You know, A, he's teaching them. B, he's helping them learn. And C, you know, they felt good about being able to help this guy get the sidewalk down. And they learned the skill.
Right.
And they learned other skills too by what he does. And I always tell him, I said, that's what I love about you. I don't know where you get it from. And he said, you don't know where I get it from. I get it from you. You know, I grew up watching you helping people, not caring about, you know, how tired you would come home from work and you know, and somebody's doing something and you go over and helping them. You know, he said, that's what I grew up watching. And that made me feel good.
That's
definitely love. A fact. That's all part of love. You're talking about romantic love. That's a different issue.
That's right, it is. If anybody on the line and they want to press 1, you know, you got to press 1. I know you want to go live. This is what I'm talking about with a show, though. Hold on a second. 4785, you still here?
How about
3058? Oh, 4785, you here?
I'm here.
Jay, she's loyal.
Oh, okay, she's and I didn't loyal, know if you know, we got lost and we just start talking and talking and talking.
She's loyal, Jay.
That's the Lisa experience.
Yes. Take her to lunch tomorrow.
Yes, I've been waiting.
Yeah, okay.
I'm starving, Forrest. I'm starving.
Yeah, you better take her to lunch. You don't want to lose a good listen.
Hey, hold on. 6218.
Hello?
How you doing?
Fine, yourself.
This 6218?
Yes, it is.
Do you lick ass?
Don't act like you don't know who you're talking to.
What's going on, Sheila? What's up?
That imaginary thing. How everybody doing?
Hello. How are you?
Right.
This Sheila, everybody. She became famous on my show. She became famous on my show weeks ago. You know, we ain't make no money yet, but we ain't make no money, but she became famous. What's
not
up,
me.
Sheila?
I plead the fifth.
Hold up. Scylla became famous talking about side chicks. She came out here and talked about side chicks and had about 20 side chicks calling me, telling me they love Scylla.
You know what? You gonna stop.
So I'm telling, I keep
what's
it real.
Tonight? What's the topic?
The topic tonight is what's the weirdest place you had sex? Morning sex or evening sex? Is it anything you ashamed of? And what would you rather throw away, love or money?
Ooh, might sound crazy, money.
You rather throw away money. Hey, yo, the first one, you're the first one to say that everybody else said. No, wait a minute. I think
no,
everybody
said
the money.
Same thing everybody else said.
We agree.
They want to throw away money than love. So you believe in love?
Yes, yes.
Damn it, why everybody believe in love?
If you love someone, you could build something together that can stand up with the time and can still make you some money.
Why everybody? Okay, look, everybody believe in love with me. But hold up, Scylla. What age bracket you in, 30 to 40 or 40 to 50 or 50 to 60?
No, 51 years old. I'll be 52 September 26th.
Okay, hold up. You're 51 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you married or single?
Single. By choice.
Damn it. That's what I'm talking about. Why the fuck? Everybody keeps talking about they believing in love, but you single.
Okay. Because you haven't found love. Because you believe in love, that don't mean you found love.
No, what I'm saying is everybody believe in love is single. You got to be single because you was in a relationship and somebody left you or broke your heart or it didn't work out. And that don't mean it was your first time. So how many times you going to believe in love?
Jay, I'm sitting here shaking my head.
Right.
Do that.
This is Adrian.
Go ahead then. Talk about
sometimes. I'm talking as a counselor now. Sometimes have these epitomes where you're like, everybody is saying this and except me. Sometimes you got to look at the except me part and sit back and ponder on it. You know, maybe it is you. You're keeping yourself in misery by saying, you know, I don't want. I know a lot of people that say they don't ever plan on getting married again. They don't want to be in a relationship. And they sincerely mean that. And they're happy with that. But they're not really, and they're happy with it, and that's fine. But some people say they're happy with it, but they're not really happy with it. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Even though I say I'm single by choice, I did not say I wasn't lonely. It's just
right.
That because what I had going on in my life with handling, taking care of my mother and everything else, that I didn't have what it takes for a relationship to grow. And
exactly.
I'm sure changing myself as well as that person.
Then
so
you getting all these
bitches
on the line.
You schooled a lot of side chicks on my show, too. Don't be humble.
No. I ain't saying nothing wrong with being a side chick either now. It was a purpose that filled the need, a need to fill the purpose at that time and everything like that. But I also said in that same instance that no side chick can tell me that they don't get lonely at times. I mean, it is what
shit.
It is.
Shit, I'm lonely.
All right, so if you're lonely, I mean, the thing is, I don't think you stop believing in love. I think you're afraid of pain. You're afraid of getting hurt. You know what I mean? And what is life without taking risks? You know what I'm saying? Taking a risk. Love is a risk. You know what I mean?
You ever had your heart broken? I'd rather get my ass kicked than have my heart broke.
Well, see, you know, I always had this thing. The main thing is, for me, used to be like, you know, the worst thing a person can do to you, you put that in your mind, and if it happens, you're already prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? So if the worst thing, no. What is the worst thing a woman can do to you?
Nope.
To me?
I can't get with that.
What is the worst thing a woman can do to you, Jay? I'm talking to you.
Leave me or steal my money.
Steal your money. So it's not even, so some people it may be cheat on you. So that's the part that you're afraid of getting left. You know what I mean? But you got to realize that a person, you know, nobody's perfect, but a person or two people can be perfect for each other. That's the thing.
Right.
That's what you have to. So that's what you have to really start looking for. Like, who's going to be? What is it that you want out of a woman? You know, what is it that you expect out of a woman? What is it that you can deal with the woman that, I mean, because everything you're not going to like, you know what I'm saying? And everything they're not going to like about you. So the bottom line is, okay, you got a threshold of what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate, you know? And once you get to that point where this person, even the worst thing they do, I can tolerate, Now you can be good. You know what I'm saying? You can be good. But you have to clear all that up
and you just put the cheese on the cracker and say what you want in the beginning.
Right. You have to, yeah. And the other thing is people grow. So maybe what you want in the beginning may be good for that time, but maybe 2-3 years down the road, some of that may change. But the key part is having good communication, being able to communicate with each other. Even when it hurts.
But you know something?
Sheila, how long you been single? How long you been single, Sheila?
The last serious relationship I was in was with my son's father. We talking about, let me back that up. I've been single about 5, maybe. I had a situation and everything like that, and I offered the brother straight up front this situation. He was like, no, he want him to do monogamous and everything like that. I was like, cool. So I caught feelings. I ain't going to lie. Still in love and everything. He did exactly what I gave him the green light to do in the beginning. And I asked this question, why the fuck you did this shit now when I told you could do this shit in the beginning? So why play that love card? You know what I'm saying? If I told you straight from the door, look, if you want to do it just like that with this, I'm cool. Give me the option. Tell me, listen, I did this. So you giving me the option whether or not I want to excuse my French lady. I want to fuck you again. I want to deal with you no more. Give me that option. Don't lie to me. That's what I want you to be upfront about. Can't get mad at your honesty. But then, no, monogamous. So I said, cool. I'm cool with that. That's why you want to play it. But then you turn around and do exactly the shit that you had the green light to do. That shit I didn't understand. So I just felt like you wanted to play the love card. Touche, my nigga. You got that off. But I say this because my mother told me, I was like, nah, F that. And first time I got my heart broken, I was like, that ain't shit. Fuck that. I'm going to get them before they get me. This, that, and everything like that. My mother said, you can't take that baggage and put it on to the next person. She was like,
right.
Look at it this way.
Yo,
maybe
yo,
that person wasn't
yo, Sheila,
ready
Sheila,
to
Sheila.
Accept what you had to offer.
Sheila.
Yes.
I don't mean to cut you off. Hold on. We got a special caller calling in right now. 6210.
Can't shake it. Good.
Yo,
hello?
Keep slum, baby.
Hey,
keep
Sheila.
Slum, baby.
Sheila.
What's this?
Yo, what's good?
Yeah.
That's my man. You did the prank call on. He been asking me about you for 2 weeks.
No, let's clarify. That's a person that you wanted me to do the prank call on.
Hey, yo, grow up or blow up.
Hey, Shaw, that's P.
Oh, that's P. Oh, okay, yeah, I can tell.
Yo,
Jay,
who
on the line?
Jay going to pay for y'all to come to lunch.
What's up,
well, P, what you trying to get? A love connection?
Hey, yo, yeah, why not? Hey, why not?
All right, go ahead. She said she's single, man. So
we got to live like two.
Jay.
No doubt.
Hey, hold up, everybody, count, be quiet for a second, one quick. AT.
Yeah, I hear you, Jay.
What you want to say to Sheila?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Sheila? I've been thinking about you. You know what I mean? We lost connection the last time, but I'm hoping we reconnect again, baby.
Now, come on, what's now. Really you good? Had my number. What was the problem?
I didn't hear you. What you say?
I said you had the number. What Jay Sean said he was going to give you the number. Now, what was the problem?
I didn't have a number. I would have called you. You didn't, you know.
Need to speak to the host about that one.
You kept me on the back burner. You know what I mean? So, listen, give the host your number. He's going to give it to me.
Hey, and he's a good dude, Sheila.
Yo.
Okay, you slide me his resume. You know, he's a good dude.
I co-sign him.
Okay. So you co-sign.
Yeah, hey,
the dude messed up.
Sheila,
come to you.
Hey, what's
just like you drive a car for somebody.
Look,
hey,
Sheila, people was mad with me yesterday, last week, because I kept saying you look good. And somebody said to me, oh, you said she looked good about 18 times.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I just kept saying see her IG page. She looked good.
What?
I mean, I'm not for everybody
to eat his own.
Some men don't like their girls. I respect that. I mean, some women don't like certain things about certain men. So it is what it is.
They got mad with me. They was like, why you kept saying how good Sheila looked? I'm like, I don't know. I just say she looked good.
You know, since the COVID, the COVID issue.
Yo, Sheila been single. How long you been single, Sheila? 5 years? Sheila, how long
you
been
single?
In a committed relationship,
it was well over 5 years. Like I said, that he played.
A power.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You single?
Yeah.
Oh, said that kind of low.
Yeah,
I'm single,
I was
ready
to
mix.
You saw that kind of slow coming with that answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Put the cheese on the cracker. What's the situation?
Hold up, everybody. It's almost 10 o'clock. Check this out, though. Hold up. The show cuts off at 10. But if you on the line, we can stay on the line and we can talk. It just won't be recorded. I got a new thing called the 10 o'clock after hour show where we talk about wherever we want to talk about. So at 10 o'clock, the show it won't be recorded anymore. But we can still stay on the line and talk about whatever we want to talk about from 10 to 11.
Oh, he's on the
show. So, in 1 minute.
I'm going to tell you, Jay.
It won't
10
be
o'clock
recorded.
Is like past my bedtime.
Who said that?
Adrian B.
Adrian?
The Diva.
That was you, Adrian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, look, yo, Adrian, look. Yeah. I love when you call in every week, Adrian. I'm not going to lie.
Adrian, you a Libra?
D-I-V-A.
She said you're going to leave him, you're going to leave Adrian?
Did you hear what I said?
What?
You said a Libra.
No, D-I-V-A.
I just went over my head.
Hey, P, that's you, pal.
Yeah, no, I'm on the block, Jay.
Y'all start doing the background.
Hey, yo, Chuck. Yeah. Chuck, Jay, what's popping, Jay?
That's Stu in the background.
Go ahead,
that was Stu in the background.
Jay, do your hookup. But I'll
Yeah.
You all be blessed.
Well,
I'll
talk
to you next
week. You got to hook up with
three. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Same here.
Adrian.
When is your
pleasure.
What number? Just say number, Jay.
Yeah, it's the same number as Jay. It's Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay, Wednesday is at 7 o'clock. Oh, that's a conflict for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I'll try to get on. I'm going to send it on my
memory. All over the place. That boy got nice little ears.
All right, Adrian.
Okay, I'll try to catch yours Friday at 6, you said, right? I'll get it from Jay, and I'll call on him.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Adrian. All right, you too.
Hey, Adrian. Oh, she hung up. She didn't want me to ask her. I was going to ask her something crazy. And AP, it's too much noise in the background.
I'm on the block. I'm going to get in the car right now.
All right.
I'm going to get in the car.
It's too loud out there. All right.
I'll do right here. I'm going to say something to you.
Yo. Oh, go ahead. Put them on real quick.
Yo, what's good, baby?
What's up, dude?
What's good?
What's going on, hot dude?
Yo, what's going on, Jam Master?
No, I'm just doing my radio show. Shadi on the line.
What?
Yeah, what's good with
you?
What's good with you? Peace. How are you?
Peace. What's the time, brother?
Can't call it, man.
You good?
Hey, yo, where you at, Jeff?
Nah, you know what, man. NC, man.
Hey, look, when I get in groove, bro, I'm going to hit you while I'm on the road.
All right. That's what's up. All right.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, how do?
Yo.
Look, you came on my show. I gotta ask you a question. Do you lick ass?
Yes, nah, bro. I just blowing it. you gotta listen to what I'm about to tell you, right? Now this is deep. I don't want nobody else to hear, so I'm gonna walk away. No, I'm gonna walk away because I'm gonna drop this one on you. I want you to catch it, all right? All right, now listen, this is what you got to do, right? You got to open the butthole up, right? You got to spit in it, and then you blow in it. If she don't come, call me and let me know what happened.
You'll be tossing salad.
But you got to make sure you got a cold little blow, bro. You know what I mean? You can't have no hot dog.
Tossing salad.
Pardon? Hey. Hey, I guarantee you both of you get your groove on.
What you said, you got to spit in it and then blow it and then lick it?
That's right. You got to open the butthole up, man. You got to spit in it, then you blow in it. And let me know what happens from there. See, that's a veteran at work, you know what I mean? I guarantee you it worked.
Hey, how do?
As you tell it, it worked.
Yeah.
You got the ladies laughing.
Hey, yo, you know what? That's what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, lights don't come in.
You can open up a bubble, fit in it, and then blow it.
Don't even blow that up because nobody don't need to know that secret, baby. Keep that to yourself. You feel me?
But that's
she from
I mean,
from
like
North.
Using some of the stuff in
she
right
from
in there.
North,
I mean, from
North.
She from North. I mean, you might have to add some honey or some. Never mind that.
Hey, CJ, the whole thing is, right, she's so revved up to introduce herself, you know what I'm saying? So when you talking, she's speaking, so I can't catch what you're saying. You feel me?
I said she's from North.
Oh, she's from North?
Yeah.
I'm not revved up. Trust and believe.
Where? You from North?
But Power
yes,
trying, Power listening. Trying to talk to her.
Hey, look, I want to tell you something. Bro. It's some nice pieces over there in that city over there. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, no,
look,
no. Hey, Hadu.
Yo.
Power trying to talk to her. Your dick too big.
Hey, yo, guess what? I ain't going to tell nobody.
I'm telling everybody.
I know.
We done bang chicks together. You know that.
Hey, listen. Hey, Jay, I'm going to tell you something. As long as we don't bring goddamn Keith Slum, man. If Keith Slum show up, if Keith Slum show up, bro, I got to tap out, man.
Yo.
You feel me? Huh?
Yeah.
1 and 1 is equal to 6 right here. It doesn't sound right.
Hey,
because if you call alone,
you know
what the hell you blowing up somebody's ass for?
Hey, listen, what I'm about to tell you. Life is beautiful. You feel me? So just take it as you take it and enjoy it. You feel me? Because when time burns, you're just wasting it. Come on, baby. Let's catch up. You feel me?
Hey, how I do?
Yeah.
AP, you still here?
Right here.
Oh, okay. We gotta get rid of Hadu. He talking about spitting in the ass and then licking the ass and then all this other shit. He talking all this.
He got the girls out here all horny.
They gonna be asking me who is Hadu. We gotta get rid of Hadu.
I'm talking to y'all leaving now.
Hey, how do?
Huh? I'm with the door.
How do?
The front door. Wow.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Right. Yo, look. We in the AP. Where you at?
Come on, 17 times.
Oh, where you gonna go to the Elks?
I don't know. Probably so. Well, I'm in the car with
you
now.
Hey, Sheila, you see what I'm talking about, Sheila? Sheila, he bored and lonely on the block talking about going to a bar. You and him should be at the movies or at dinner or something like that. I'm gonna have to hook you up with
I didn't receive
Sheila.
The phone call. You broke the line of communication because you were supposed to give them that. So
I'm gonna give P your information because he bored, he on the app, he don't got shit to do. You home talking
Boy, I
about
been
you ain't,
with
had
Sheila
a,
right
you ain't
now.
Been in a relationship in 5 years. Nah, we can't have that. I'm gonna have to hook
five
you up with her, P.
5 years, damn, Sheila.
5 years.
I'm gonna come in North right now.
Hey, yo.
No, wait.
Give me the ad.
I think something lost in translation here. Don't.
He can raise. You can raise drive the Beamer.
Five
you can raise drive the Beamer.
A relationship.
And you can raise drive the Beamer
go
over
right
there.
Now. Yeah.
You can raise drive the Beamer. He got a nice car, Sheila.
Okay, you say that to say what?
Right now. Give me the address.
I'm just letting you know he ain't driving. I'm just letting. I'm putting you on. I'm giving you you know. Good. Hey, yo, Sheila, look, Sheila, good job alert.
How many kids?
How many kids you got, P?
I got
three
grown kids.
I got three
grown
ones.
How many kids you got, P? Three.
P ain't got babies no more. P ain't got no babies no more.
Yo, Jay Sean.
What up?
Just want to holler at you real quick before I get out the car with him.
Just who?
Justice.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, Justice? Oh, okay,
worry,
put him on.
Put him on.
Peace, Jay.
Hey, what's good? Just peace.
Peace.
Peace, how are you?
I'm good,
I'm,
man.
You know,
you know
I'm
me.
On
I'm
my,
out, you know, we know where I'm at, man. I don't do too much
I'm on my radio
man.
Show, man. We in the 10 o'clock hour. Like, the 10 o'clock hour, we talk about anything. We might talk about anything. Threesomes, anal sex, anything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was the topic tonight?
No, the topic was morning sex or evening sex, or what's the weirdest place you ever had sex, or hey Chuck, answer this. Look, if you could throw away or lose something, what would you throw away? Love or money?
Money.
Money? Damn, that's everybody tonight said money. They wouldn't throw away love. They'd throw away money.
Man, because it's different, man. You got to take love to your grave, man. Money is
money coming up. We don't even owe money, Jay.
That's why the world, people are so at odds right now. Me, I'm at odds with my family over dumb
shit. Hey, Chuck, you believe in love?
You know, it's just love. I want to
love. You believe in love?
Huh?
You believe in love, Joe?
Of course I do.
Damn, why everybody believe in love out here? What the fuck?
Man, I believe in love, man.
Hey, Sean.
I believe in it.
You just met somebody that wasn't ready to accept what you had to offer.
I believe in it, Jay, too.
Loyalty.
P, you believe in love, too?
Man,
yeah.
Love,
man.
Oh, man. I've been there,
come
done
on,
that.
I'm Mr.
Yeah.
Fuck Love, man. They call me Mr. Fuck Love.
Love
happens. What's
going
on with this world? That's what's wrong with the world when everybody believe in love.
Well,
let me tell
love.
You something.
You want to be Jay? Do you want to be loved? Jay,
me?
Do you want to be loved?
Look,
everybody
who ever told me that they love me hurt me.
Hey Jay, I'm in the same car. I found out I didn't have a daughter when she was 27 years old, and I was in her life the whole time. She met her real father for the last 8 years. It's like we've known each other 50 years. She don't love me no more. I don't love either.
But he still feels
love.
Yeah,
hold up. Time out.
Yeah.
Time out. Just time out.
Biological kids. Huh?
Hold up. You was taking care of a kid for 27 years,
and then you found out she wasn't yours. She wasn't my biological daughter when I was in federal prison. I called home and they told me she wasn't my daughter after 27 years. 27 years, bro. She got my last name still, and my mother trying to get rid of the last name.
Does she still love you?
Man, no. I haven't talked to her in 3 years. I've been home 6 years.
What the fuck? Hey, Sheila, what the hell does that mean if she still loves him?
She don't love him.
Because
me.
That wasn't
she
his biological, that don't mean... Wait, let's clarify. Anybody can make a kid, but it takes a man to be a father, a dad. So if he was there 27 years, and biologically, if he wasn't,
years,
she wasn't
I was
dead,
in her life.
If she was dead, she that's what I'm saying, the relationship
dad.
Between you and her?
When she started dealing with her dad, it just went out the window. I came home on a clemency. I came home. Obama gave me clemency. I came home at 16. I just came home out of nowhere, and they were already in each other's life. But I was in her life for 27 years.
Okay, because being in her life doesn't mean that erases you, or were you told that?
Told what?
Or did you were you told that she don't want to deal with you no more, or did you just assume that because she had a relationship with him?
I go by all her actions by social media and the no communication. You know, you just cut me off and just all of a sudden when you're over there, like, you know, we stopped communicating because she's all over there now.
Okay, but did you confront her with that? Did you ask her that question?
Not personally. No, not personally. Over the phone, we had
a conversation. So you're going by what you saw on social media and because she's over there.
Exactly. I mean, literally.
Okay, but how do? But answer this question. How do you not know she might feel that since you got out and you haven't reached out to her, that you don't want her no more because she's not your child? So that's why she's over there.
That's not the case. That's not the case for the simple reason when I first came home, we were good. We were good. We were out. We were chilling.
Okay.
We had a good relationship. It turned left when the real father started infiltrating in terms of just, you know, not feeling like he getting what he should be deserving. And clearly, she's on that side of the fence. Period.
Okay. I can only go by what you're telling me, but it got to be
something. Listen, I'm being 100 with you. I wouldn't even be having this conversation with you if it wasn't that. You know, that's something that somebody don't even really fabricate. This is real reality here.
I didn't say you fabricated that.
You know, it's sad because when it first went down, like I always told her, she should have been like, yo, my dad, that's the only dad I know. I'm going to get to know you, but my real dad is in federal prison. You know, don't just cut me off because I got 25 years and don't think that I'm never coming home. I came home on a blessing. And it kind of like caught everybody by surprise. But that's another story.
Okay, but you're saying, were you told this? That's what I'm saying. Are you seeing from what you're seeing? Were you told? Listen, because he's in my life now, and then you were going to be doing that. That's my real dad, and I don't want to have nothing to do with you no more.
I wasn't told that. I wasn't told that. What happened was it was the father thing. Like, you know, she kept calling me dad, and it was just a bad mixture with getting in terms of just getting to know each other. That's how I took it. And it was told to me like that. You know what I'm saying? And she told me. You know, but I didn't go back all into it with her back and forth because that's her biological father. You know what I'm saying? She got to get to know him. You know what I'm saying? But what happened over here? But you know, it is what it is, but it's no clarity.
Yeah, I hear you, Jess. You know, yeah, I hear you. I mean, you still love
him. Only thing good about that, when I came home out of federal prison, that $52,000 in back child support that I was paying the whole time, they took that off and my credit went up. That's it. You know, they took all they had. She had me strapped down for all those years from all that back, and then they took it off my credit. And you know, and what about the $17,000 that I gave her?
Oh, you ain't getting that back.
I don't want it back. I don't even want it back.
No, my brother had it like that.
I could have went and did this and that, but it is what it is, you know?
Just. Hey, Jess, where P at?
Huh?
Where Power?
He's right here.
Hey, Power.
Yeah, Jess, that's a tough situation, man.
Power. Hey, yo, man. I ain't got
Power.
Biological kids. That's crazy.
Yeah, what happened, Jess? Yo, I asked everybody this who come on our show. Do you lick ass?
That's true. Oh, no, I don't do that.
You don't lick ass?
I never did that.
You don't do it.
Chilla don't want you no more.
All right, well,
lies you tell. Lies you tell. Wait a minute.
Let's
clarify something. Lies you tell.
Hi.
Ain't nobody blowing bubbles up in nobody's ass.
You call me?
I'm right here. What you wanted, Janine? I thought y'all was in for the night.
No, we were outside.
Yeah, I hear you, Jay.
Okay.
She said she is for the night, P.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
who
y'all
that?
Have a good night.
Okay.
Who that, P? All
right.
That's his sister. That's his sister, ain't it? That's your sister, right?
That was my sister on the phone.
That's Trinise.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a female. You ain't say put her on the line.
Nah, that's my
AP.
Sister,
AP.
Good.
So, yeah. so you don't lick ass.
Nah.
Oh no, Silver don't want you no more. She
Who
don't.
Said that? That's a good thing. That means he ain't got a shitty tongue. What are you talking about?
Nah, I don't do that. I never did that.
I'm saying that.
But if Silver got a nice patty, never know what I'll do.
Oh shit, Silver, we got an ass licker here.
I never did it.
We got one.
Nah, they ain't got one. I never did it.
But we got one.
I ain't like this. Yo,
I'm gonna get up with y'all, man.
Hey, Shaw, you out? All right, Shaw.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Shaw, I get crazy out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's up, Pig?
I get crazy.
Hey, no,
I get
doing,
crazy
y'all?
On the after hours.
I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, Shaw, I love you. I love you. All right,
that's love good, you too, man. Yeah, yeah. Hey, if you ain't doing that, check out my show on Wednesday, man.
All right, that's what I do, Sha. I got you.
All right, cool. Peace.
All right, peace, y'all.
Peace.
See,
I feel good. I ain't even
real.
Know Shaji was on the line.
I be getting too raw.
Only I ain't even know Shaji was on the line.
Here right now is people that's raw. Hold up. Let's see something. Hold on 1 second. Yo, I'm going to do something. Hold on 1 second. One second. 0953. 0953. Hello. 0953. We gonna keep that live. Hold on. Yo, 5885. Press 1. I wanna talk to you.
What was those last four numbers you just said?
5885.
No, before that.
Hold on 1 second. 5885. Press 1. Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me see. Can I bring you in? I don't think you can press 1 right now. Hold up. Five eight eight five. You mind if I bring you live?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Who got all that noise and that music in the background? If I'm not talking, just mute your phone for a minute. 5885, how you doing?
I'm okay,
well,
yourself?
That's you with the music in the background, 5885?
No.
No?
No. No, Jay,
all right, that's let me, hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me see who that got all the music in the background. Okay. That was somebody else had all that music in the back. I ain't mean to bring you in live, but I'm just going through numbers right now. How you doing tonight?
I'm okay, and yourself, Jay?
I'm all right. What city are you calling from?
I live in Hoboken.
It's Hoboken. Wow.
Yeah,
I gotta get to Hoboken. They got a lot of bars and a lot of, you know, all that stuff around the water.
Yes.
I think I was telling you that before. I gotta get around some of that stuff. I gotta do that.
Yeah. Everything is here.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I love that you listen to the show. Like you a real supporter. You don't say much, but I always see the last four of your numbers listening to the show for months.
Yes, I was on last week. I was listening. I was on the week before that, I believe so.
I really appreciate you that, because you could be anywhere, but you be out here listening to the show on Friday nights. You know what I mean? Even
yeah.
if you don't press one or nothing, as long as I know, like, you listening to the show.
Yes.
I really appreciate that.
Well, you're quite welcome. You had some crazy talks.
Since I barged in on your privacy. You want to try one of my topics?
Nah, Jay, you got some crazy topics. You even had crazy topics last week too. I'm like, wow. It wasn't crazy.
I got.
Yeah.
All right, look. Okay,
that's your show.
What's your age group? 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60?
30 to 40.
30 to 40, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you married?
Not no more.
Oh, my. So you divorced?
Yeah, you can say that.
What city are you calling from?
I live in Hoboken.
Oh, that's right. Damn, I'm crazy. Don't pay no attention to me. I've been drinking. But look, what would you rather lose or throw away? Money or love? Be careful.
Money is the root of all evil. So I'm saying money.
So you'd rather throw away money?
Yeah.
Do you believe in love?
Yes, I do.
But you're not married right now.
No, that's over.
You single?
Yes.
How long you been single?
Within like 2 months.
Huh?
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Oh man, you gonna get back with that.
She going back. She going
back.
2 months
ain't nothing.
No, I'm not.
She going back. She going back.
You ain't getting back with him?
Nope, because he don't deserve me. I deserve so much better. I know my self-worth.
But look, you between 30 and 40, right?
I'm 38, Jay.
You got children? You got children?
Not of my own.
Huh?
But I do. I do, but not of my own.
So you got stepchildren? Or godchildren?
I got godkids. I got godkids, yeah. Yes, I have godkids. Yes, I do. And then my nieces, you know.
Well, hold on. What age group is you looking for in a man? How old would you like your man to be?
Well, in my age, I'm not looking for old.
Yeah,
no, old age,
huh?
Old age not for me, Jay.
So you looking for somebody in their 30s? You looking for somebody in their 30s?
Well, Jay, I'm 38, so you got to at least be my 40.
How about 48? You looking for somebody 48?
Not 48, but that's my sister age. I'm not looking for somebody that can be my big brother.
In the 30s. In the 30s.
She's laughing at me. How you doing? How you doing?
Right?
No, I'm okay. Oh, she's too funny.
You looking for somebody in their
30s? Well, not younger than me, Jay. But my age,
Are you looking for somebody in their 30s?
No.
40.
Did I ask you a question?
Huh?
Did I answer your question? I'm not looking for nobody that's in my chest. I'm not sure. The bathroom is kind of loud.
Why not?
Okay, now. Okay, you asked me, am I looking for anybody that's about 30? Is that the question?
You said you 38.
I am.
What's the age limit you looking for a man?
About 40, Jay.
40? Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a good age.
Yes, I'm not looking for anybody that's young, like at least, no.
You ever been married?
If you want to say that, that's just over. Oh, she's having a ball. That's
no, have
all
you
right.
ever been married? You know what I mean. The whole shebang, groomsmen, groom, bridesmaids.
No, no, not at all.
Do you want to get married?
I guess if it happens, yeah. I'm not looking for nothing right now, to be honest with you.
Do you know me?
I mean, I know you from listening to your show for the past couple of months.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You got a good show.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
It's kind of your. I was talking when I first came on. Because this guy told me that he couldn't let his female listen to my show because I talk about sex. And then I told everybody, don't never say what your man or your woman can't do. Because they might like to get choked, smacked, called dirty names, and you think they too good for that. But then they with you, and they yearning for a freak out. They yearning to be dominant, dominated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And leave you for
never
that
tell,
that's the
never
honest
tell
truth.
Nobody what they never tell nobody what they freak is.
Well, you're right.
I agree. So you believe it. So look, let me guess. You believe in love too, right?
I do.
Why the hell everybody believing in love on this show?
Yay. Listen, it's going to come.
Love ain't real. Love ain't real. Love ain't real.
I know you had whatever had happened
Mr.
in
Fuck
your
Love.
Mind.
That's my name. Mr. Fuck Love.
Okay. Well, Mr. She's having a ball. All right. Okay, so Mr. Whatever had
Fuck
happened
love.
In your mind, love's going to come your way.
No.
I believe
everybody
so.
Everybody who told me they loved me hurt me.
But that was, you know, that was your past. Love's
so
gonna
you
come
me
your
to
way.
Get hurt, so you just want me to get hurt again?
No, you sound like a down to earth guy. No, you don't deserve to get hurt. You're like really good. Oh, she's having a blast. No, you
can't. Hold on.
33:24.
Yo. Damn, nigga, you been listening to the show the whole night. You ain't got shit to say.
We're just enjoying the show, man. Enjoying the moment.
Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's a real good show, like always.
Hey, yo, you see all these hot, horny, sexually frustrated, middle-aged women I got on this show? Yo, ain't nobody say nothing. What happened? Still, you ain't say nothing. Hold up. 5885, you ain't say nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I said, oh, are you sexually frustrated?
Am I sexually frustrated? No.
sexually frustrated?
No.
Yes.
Shit, I am.
Masturbating don't count.
Hey, Dad, I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm glad.
What?
COVID is. I'm glad that
double tap and hold to long press.
That's voice over you hearing. That's my phone talking. Somebody text me.
Okay.
But no, I'm glad that you're feeling better. You over COVID.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I had COVID.
You.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was listening and I was like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
yo, I didn't have it. I didn't catch it since 2020 when it first came out. The only way I caught it, I always say I was infiltrated. It was somebody that was close to me. Somebody that was close to me was in close, you know, persistent, you know, with me, and I wind up catching it. I would have never caught the COVID because I'm too scary. I keep my mask on. I wash my hands. I don't touch shit. As soon as I walk in my house, I wash my hands with Dove. You know what I mean? But, you know, I slipped up and caught COVID. That was I thought I never would catch it. Because, you know, my mother died from COVID.
I know, I heard.
In 2020. So I take COVID serious.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dre, you still here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3324. Okay, look, you've been listening to the show?
Yeah.
We've been talking about everything on this damn show. And I thought I just heard Sheila say she was sexually frustrated, but I'm not sure.
Sure did.
That's what you said? You sexually frustrated?
She said, you sexually frustrated with me, and she said, I'm not. I said, shit, I am. Yep.
You sexually frustrated, Sheila?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get to know myself better. Shit. And let somebody else to play with her.
Hey, Dre, you heard her? She said she's tired of getting to know herself better. Oh, man. Listen, Sheila. Hey, Sheila,
yes.
if you sexually frustrated because you ain't in no relationships, you ain't got no men or nothing, what you gonna do about it?
What you mean, what I'm going to do about it?
What you going to do about it?
Let's clarify. There's degrees of sexually frustrated. Let me clarify. I'm sexually frustrated because I'm tired of masturbating and playing with toys. I need some real
I know you're tired of masturbating and playing with toys. So what you going to do about it?
I got to find somebody to play with.
What?
I said I got to find somebody to play with.
You heard that, Dre? Dre.
Dre, sound like you got
Dre. No, he here.
No.
I know you here, nigga. You heard Sheila?
Yeah.
She said she's tired of playing with her fucking. She tired of playing with them toys. She is sexually frustrated. But 5885, you not, right?
Not at all.
So you getting yours?
No, not at all.
No?
No, not at all.
Oh, you just don't want nothing then?
Nope, I am okay.
You what?
I'm okay. I don't need no
bitch. You okay? Yo, some brother really pissed you off or hurt you. You don't even want no.
You said you don't need no. You don't need no. No. No.
No.
God bless you. Where'd you find that shit at? I'm liking that sister because I've been trying to find a cure for this shit, but.
I'm okay.
Hey, you gotta tell her how to deal with that.
No, I mean, I understand it because I was at a point where I was really wrapped up handling other stuff, taking care of my mother and all that stuff like that. That all took a back burner. Can't get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
want to
get
it?
You want to get it?
I want to get what?
Overrated.
You want to get laid.
Wait. What? You said I want to get what?
Fucked.
No, I don't want to get laid. I want to get nailed.
What?
That's overrated. That's overrated.
What?
That's what?
This basic sex. This kind of sex.
Wait. You said what is overrated?
What you mean?
How you sex. Like, it's fucking. That's overrated. Most people that just want sex and all that, they know what they're love for. Making love means more than sex.
True. But I don't want to make love. I want to be nailed. There's a difference.
I mean, so you mean
I'm
love
me.
What you said? You don't want to make love. You want to what?
I said I want to be
nailed.
You want nailed. What you said? You want to fuck?
You want to wow?
Yeah, I'm trying to be. You want to be a lady? Yeah, I want to be fucked. I don't want to be made love. I don't want to be caressed to hell. I want to be nailed to the fucking bed.
Hey, Shilla, you better be glad all my friends hung up. All three of them niggas. One of them did 10 years in prison. I'm glad they hung up.
That ain't the one that talked about blowing up people's asses with spit and shit.
That was the last justice. He did 10 years in prison, and Obama pardoned him. Hey, yo, still, I don't be playing. When I be calling them niggas, I be real. I be calling niggas that's real.
I
like,
never heard
real.
Of that one about beating up somebody's ass and blowing and making them come.
About
I
what?
Never heard of that.
No. That was another nigga. He crazy. The one that was talking about spitting on your anus and then blowing it and then sucking it.
Yeah,
he was on
that,
some
that
other
was...
shit.
Whoa.
I was like, I ain't never hear no shit like that. But he had to toss his
but salad. I see that it caught your attention, so we'll make notes of that, Dre.
Yeah, because that shit made me laugh. Because I said, wait, do what?
We'll make notes of the spitting and the, what he said, blowing and then sucking.
Because that shit is funny.
I'm too young for that.
Oh, you too young for
and
what?
And they toss the salad in. Peanut butter and jelly.
Hey, Shilla, what you been doing all day?
Work.
Working?
Yeah.
So when you come home from work and you sexually frustrated and you take a shower, when you lay down, you don't play with yourself?
It depends. If the mood strikes me and everything like that, I might handle my business in the shower. I mean, it depends.
Oh, you do it in the shower?
Sometimes.
Standing up? That's impossible.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
How you going to
no,
play with yourself standing
what I'm
up?
Is, what?
How you going to play with yourself standing up?
It takes, you know what?
You don't know.
Don't play that. You know. Yeah, you can play with yourself standing up.
Oh, yeah, I could.
How do you cut your balls when you're standing up?
How what?
How you cup your balls when you stand up? When you standing up?
I got big balls.
See? Thank you for sharing. But okay, that just.
Hey, Sheila, where's Tracy at?
Tracy, she just got off of work not too long ago.
Oh, y'all both work together?
No. She's in a different field than I'm in, a different company.
Oh, okay.
Y'all really tired me out tonight. Y'all tiring me out tonight.
No, it sounded like a podcast. You sound like you was having a good time on the podcast now, Jack. I mean, you always enjoy yourself. You always do. But you had a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was just checking in. I'm like, okay. That's the reason I impressed one.
Y'all be leaving a brother horny on this show.
Oh, Lord. With Jay.
For real. What?
You can link up with somebody. You good for hooking everybody. Yeah, you good for trying to. Yeah.
Well, I got somebody that I link up with. Trust me.
You hooking Sheila up with your friend. I listen
oh,
to
yeah,
last...
I was trying to hook Sheila up with Power. I don't know what happened. I'm gonna get them together. For real. Power, a good dude. He's a good dude.
Okay.
He got a job. He got a good job. He got a good car. He got a, he might got a house. I'm thinking he own that house now. I'm not sure. His
okay.
mother just co-signed passed away. His mother just passed away.
You co-sign it?
You saying that to me?
What?
You talking about you co-sign it? Because just like if you co-sign on a car, shit go bad. You know, we go to the co-signer. So, I mean, you co-sign it?
No, I'm a co-sign it. If you go out on a date with him, you'll have a good time. I'm not co-signing longevity or nothing like that. But, I'm your friend on IG, right, Sheila?
Huh?
I'm your friend on IG.
Yeah.
All right. I was trying to find you on IG. I couldn't find you. I gotta look again. But it's 10:49. They gonna close me out anyway. So we about to close the show for the night. Sunday night we do a show, The Point of Interest, at 7:00. Monday we got my man Humble, Dre, Humble Life Experience. At 8:30, where we deal with unsigned artists. Thursday, we should be hitting you with some freestyle oldies but goodies. And then Friday, you know, I'll be here with my show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, everybody that stayed with us. We do our best here. Like everybody that participate, I really appreciate that.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Jay.
All right. Trying to find an exit. Okay. So I got a song. We get ready to play this last song. We out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll check out next week.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.